Blog Talk Radio.
King mix of music and ministry. Welcome to Mortgage Talk with your host, Rick Montgomery. During the broadcast, you'll learn the ins and outs concerning your mortgage and how to manage your finances when owning a home. Now, here's your host, Rick Montgomery, with Mortgage Talk.
Laura Mold is of Henley Park, Illinois. We are luxury to the power of four. We have a huge selection of new and used cars across our Henley Park complex. With new car rates starting at 1.9% and certified rates starting at 0.9%. Come see us. Take advantage of our Make an Offer sales event going on right now. Laurel Jaguar, Volvo, Audi, and Land Rover. We are real people with real prices and real deals. We are located at 8031 West 159th Street, just 25 minutes from Chicago, Joliet, and Indiana. For more information, contact me, Donna Mingo, at 708-724-4632. Remember, we are luxury to the power of four, making luxury affordable for everyone.
The more your life changes, the more your insurance needs change. And whether that means you need protection for your auto, home, life, health, business, or all of the above, you could count on me, your American Family agent, to get to know you and to understand your unique insurance needs. I'm Michelle Monet Whitaker of the Michelle Monet Whitaker Agency. In just minutes, I can conduct a free personal insurance review to help you determine how much and what type of coverage is right for you, with no costly gaps or overlaps. I'm here to help you get our best possible coverage at our best possible price, and I'll be at your service should you have any questions down the road. Because as you and I both know, the more your life changes, the more your insurance needs change. Call me, Michelle Monet Whitaker of the Michelle Monet Whitaker Agency today at 708-283-1017. Again, the number is 708-283-1017. Or you can stop by and see me at 4557 West Lincoln Highway, Suite C in Maxson, Illinois, facing the Lincoln Mall Drive in the Liberty Plaza Strip Mall. You could even text the word AMFAM, that's AMFAM, at 95495.
Okay, and welcome to Mortgage Talk. Hi, I'm Rick Montgomery. Glad to be with me on a beautiful Friday here in Chicago. It's gorgeous outside. It's wonderful. Finally, we get a chance to have a good weather, a good, decent weather. Man, I certainly hope it sticks tomorrow. They say it's going to be up in the 85, 190 degrees tomorrow, which is Saturday. Man, can't wait for that. It is the Memorial Day weekend. And that's what it is. And some of you have a three-day weekend. Congratulations to you. So definitely the kids do. They have a three-day weekend because Monday is Memorial Day. So some of you are barbecuing tomorrow, man, and go have your party. Have a safe party out there. And some of you is going to be doing it on Sunday. I know I'm going to my mom's on Sunday and to try to relax and enjoy the Monday holiday. So hope that you have a wonderful and a blessed, relaxing holiday. I did something interesting just a while ago. We did, I did a Facebook Live for the first time, well, second time that I've done a Facebook Live. The first time I was at a concert, at the Kim concert, and I did one there. Ran out of time there. My phone ran out of ran out of energy, so I couldn't record the whole thing. So apologize for that one, but just have little segments of it. That was kind of like my experiment. But it is something here today because we have got a lot of emails in, and I do thank you for that. You know, it's real simple and easy. You can email me at mortgagetalk1@gmail.com. That's mortgagetalk1@gmail.com. You can join me on Facebook, and I get a lot, and you can inbox me. Any questions that you have, on mortgages, any funny things that you want to send to me or something, you know, I get all of that too. You're more than welcome to do that just as well. You can get me just by going to Rick Montgomery on Facebook. And if you're not a member, send me a request and I get you in there. We do try to screen, so we do go through each one to see, you know, with a surprise. I have someone that was like a devil worshiper. I swear to God. And they wanted to join. So we do screening because we don't want that. So, but just to let you know, that's just two ways of how you can reach me. I got an interesting email, and I called her and I talked to her. And she was very emotional, and it sort of touched me a little bit. And just, you know, sometimes you don't know that there are people out there that are hurting in every different aspect. And she was one. And it prompted me to talk about foreclosure. And I'm going to talk about it today. But I'm going to talk about the government mortgage relief foreclosure programs. And I'm going to go over these programs, but then I'm going to go through them and give you kind of a small synopsis of what it's about. So if it fits you, then that's a program that you can apply for, okay? I also know that certain lenders say gains. I do know that. And they'll put you on a program. Usually they need three to show the investor that you are just not willing to work with them. And don't ask me why they do it. I really can't answer that because I really don't know. I just know that it's wrong. But that's something that what they will do. If you are on a conventional loan program, try to give them all the information that you can. I know now banks now are charging for you to get canceled checks or statements, and it's sad, but you're going to have to do that because they're going to want 6 months of your bank statement. Okay, so you're going to have to get all of the documentation that is needed to do a modification, okay? You're going to need all of those documents. Do not send in partial documents. Do not send in half of the package. With that package that they send you, it's going to be a stacking order. It's going to be a stacking order. Follow the stacking order. So when they open up the little pamphlet that they send you, or you send it back and kind of like a little you know, a little pamphlet, and they open it up, they see the stacking order, and then what follows, what's listed as number one, number two, number three, is all in the stacking order, okay? Make sure that you, but make a copy of the things that you are sending. You also have to get documents notarized. Make a copy of these documents before you sign it. So when you get one notarized, you get another notarized. In other words, make two stacks. One you're going to send that has your original signature, one that you keep that has your original signature. So if they claim that it got lost or that it went to the wrong department and it's going to take them a while to get it back, you can use the term that I used to use all the time. Not a problem. Not a problem. So they expect you to become hostile, and they expect, because, you know, if you're hostile and they can write down that you're hostile, if you're hostile too often, then it gives them an excuse not to talk to you or work with you. So it's not a problem. Oh, tell me where you want me to send the next one to. I could get out there to you. Oh, you have another one? Sure I do. Of course. Of course, I made a duplicate copy. It has all my original signature on there, handwritten ones that I signed to have my original signature. It's not a copy of my signature. We have my original signature. Okay, and then send it to where they tell you to send it to. Sometimes you have to do that, okay, just to let you know, especially when you're dealing with conventional loans. FHA loans, the same thing too. Only one difference is that I tell you a little technique that I used to do. And it worked very, very well for me, is that I would contact the investor, FHA. And so when I sent out the original documents for my client, I'll make two. So they signed two stacks of original documents. And I send one out to the servicer, to their loss mitigation department, and then I'll send the other one out to the investor, the assigned investor. So she gets it too. So when they go talk to her, she already got the stuff. It stops any delay. There's a time frame involved because in the letter, it's going to give you a time to send it back. Now, they're supposed to give you 30 days, okay? A lot of times it's 21 days and even 14 days because they have so many of these documents going out until they package them up and they send them out on those particular days. So it's kind of rushing you to get it. But if you understand and you are that educated consumer, which is the best customer, when you understand, when you get the stacking order of what you need, you're able to obtain what you need quickly as possible. Sometimes you may even have to take a day off from work. I'm sorry to say that, just to get this together. Remember, it's your world that you are protecting. So take a time off to get these documents to them. The servicer is not there to bring about an understanding for you. They're not there to listen to your sad stories. With this, you must put a letter of explanation together, okay? In the letter of explanation, tell them what happened. Tell them what caused the downfall. But as you tell them what caused the downfall, make sure, just like that needle that went down, it rise back up. And make sure that you're giving them indication that now things have changed. You are rising back up. So your letter of explanation has to be like that. You say what happened, that you fell down on, whatever the reason is, but everything now is stabilized, and now you're rising back up. So with this modification, this would jumpstart me back to where I need to be, okay? So that's what you can do with the modification package that you receive, and the letter of explanation must be on those terms. If your letter of explanation that's constantly of a downfall, just constantly telling all the bad and crazy things that happen to you, then you're giving us, keep in mind, the servicer writes their opinion based off your letter and documents that they get, and they send all of that to the investor. So if it's an FHA loan, that's why you're talking to them before the servicer do. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful? Because FHA guarantees you a modification. They guarantee you that. But you have to be able. Program for you, just like this young lady was, that I'm going to go over with you in just 1 second. There's a program for you to help you if you're unemployed, where you can help, where you can keep your home. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that beautiful? So there's a program out there that can help you do that too. Now, I had to say that, I had to get that out of there because it's answering some of the emails that I got about modifications. So I put that statement out there. Hopefully they got that and they understand that. Now, let's get into some of these government programs. The government program, and this one was created by President Obama. It is still in play right now. We don't know how long it's going to be in play. You know, President Trump is talking about eliminating the program. So, but for right now, as of today, Friday, today, 2018, this program is still in effect. It is called the Home Affordable Refinance Program. Home Affordable Refinance Program, better known in its acronym as the HARP program. Okay. The second program has the acronym of HHF. These are mortgage terms. Okay. Which stands for the Hardest Hit Fund Program. The Hardest Hit Fund Program. That's a federal program. I want you to know something too. Your local state has the same program. Your local state has the same program, and you can apply at your local state while you're applying for the federal. Now you can't get them both. You only get one, okay? But here's what's good about it. If the time frame is listed with this program, if when it's over, then you can apply for the federal, okay? But you can't apply for both of them. Now, here's the interesting point here. The state program fills up very quickly, and they run out of funds very quickly. Normally, the program is loaded up with revenues coming up in the beginning of the year, like January, and usually in 6 months, they're out of funds, okay? That's sad. That's just how many people are really applying. So it is a basically first-come, first-served basis, okay? But your local state government has the same program. Now, they may call it, like the state of Illinois has theirs as the Illinois Hardest Hit Fund Program. So Colorado may have theirs, Colorado Hardest Hit Fund Program, or Denver, the Hardest Hit Fund Program, okay? So it is the same program. It's not the government program. It's the state program. So it's the first-come, first-served basis. So if you apply that way and then you find out that the fund is over, don't panic, then just apply for the federal because their budget is much larger and much bigger, and so you have a better chance that way. Keep in mind, you apply for these programs, and you can go online into these programs, and it leads you to where to go to apply, okay? Usually it is you can do so either through your lender or better known as your servicer, or you can go and apply and send it through, okay? It'll walk you through to tell you about it, all right? Got to move on. The other program is the acronym of the UP program. This is the Home Affordable Unemployment Program. Like this young lady lost her job, okay? We know that unemployment is only good for 6 months with no continuation, okay? Even though they tell you 1 year, but it's only good for 6 months with no extension. So you're unemployed, so you know that this little money is going to run out in 6 months, and you're already behind on the mortgage now. And so what are you going to do because I'm unemployed? There's no way I'm going to be able to pay the arrears to get reinstated. Well, with this program, you can apply for this program. This is the UP program for unemployment individual, and I'm going to give you a little scenario about the program in just a bit. But this program, you can apply for that. It can help you and give you time. It is wonderful. It's going to give you time. I mean, it's going to give you time to find a job. And guess what? Guess what? You're going to be A-okay. What did I tell you about this program? It's a beautiful, beautiful program. And some of you probably never even heard of. It's called the UP program. It's a Home Affordable Unemployment Program. The next program is the with acronyms of PRA. It is the Principal Reduction Alternative Program. It is a Principal Reduction Alternative Program. The next program is on the FHA. This is a FHA Home Affordable Modification Program. Let me say it again. This is FHA Home Affordable Modification Program, which is called FHA HEMP Program. It's FHA HEMP Program. The next one is the Home Affordable Foreclosure, acronyms of HAFA Program, better known as the Home Affordable Foreclosure Program. So it's HAFP. I'm sorry, I just said AN. It's HAFP, my mistake. It's the Home Affordable Foreclosure Program. These programs can assist you, and these programs can help you. When you apply for these programs, and I'm going to tell you about these programs in just a bit. Let me head to my trusty computer right here, and I'm going to be able to key in the programs and give you some information on the program. Here we are. Okay. The HARP program, the Home Affordable Refinance Program, better known as the HARP program. Many homeowners pay their mortgage on time. Some of them do, okay, some people don't, but are not able to refinance to take advantage of today's rate so they can get a lower rate, okay? So this program is helping a different class of people, but this program is helping them here. But let me just finish up. The Home Affordable Refinance will help borrowers refinance their first mortgage even if the balance owed is more than 100% of the home value. For example, let's say that the amount that you owe on your first mortgage is $500,000, but you may be able to refinance even if the home value at $400,000. they'll give you over 125% of the loan, helping you to refinance, so you'll be able to refinance, okay? Loan modification program. Let's give you a little synopsis of that. The purpose of the mortgage loan modification is to get your monthly payment to a more affordable level. What is it again? Say that again. What is the modification? I fell down. I'm applying for a modification. What is the modification again? The purpose of the loan modification is to get your monthly payments to a more affordable level. Reduce it by dropping the interest rate. And sometimes taking the arrears and putting them on the back end, okay? And an affordable mortgage payment is typically defined as 31% of the borrower's monthly gross income. That's why income is so important, okay? This is achieved by modifying one or more components of your mortgage, by lowering the interest rate to help reduce the payment, by extending the life of a loan, okay? Maybe you had 23 years left, so they may bring you back to 30 years to kind of help that payment some too, okay? By lowering the loan principal, say it again, by lowering the loan principal. Learn a little bit more about the qualification on the modification. Let's see right here. Let's get this up. There we go. Okay. Now, how does a government loan modification program work? Well, as I mentioned earlier, the purpose of the mortgage modification is to get your monthly payment to a more affordable level. An affordable mortgage payment is typically defined as 31% of the borrower's monthly gross income. Once again, I'm going to give an example here. So if the borrower's monthly gross income is at $4,200 a month, then the loan will be modified to be 31% of your income in terms of dollars and cents. You'd be looking at a payment of $1,302 per month. And you're probably paying, what, $17 or $18? Okay? Just to give you that example. It's not going to go up. It's just going to go down. These are just my figures, and just give you this just as an example. Okay? The federal government and the Department of Housing and Urban Development, better known as HUD in Ackerman, has created a recently updated several loans modification program for persons primarily living in their home. It must be your primary residence. That's important. It cannot be no investment property. It cannot be an investment property. Now, as I mentioned earlier, as I jump back from that, give you an understanding of how modifications is, okay? You get a document on modification. You get a stacking order, 6 months bank statements. Your most recent check stubs, two of them, must be within a 30-day period. That's important. Those are very, very important that you get that. Must be in that period time frame, okay? If you're self-employed, then they definitely going to want you to have 2 to 3 years of tax returns with all of your schedules, all schedules, okay, including your Schedule A, all schedules. Your profit and loss statement is the most important aspect. So I certainly hope that you're not writing off everything, okay? You make $100,000, but you wrote off everything down to $10,000. Well, guess what? You don't make $100,000. You only make $10,000 a year, which is basically property. But you're living in a $210,000 home. You're not going to get a modification. It's not going to happen. But I can do it. I can make things up. No. Look at how you are writing things off. Because self-employed, they go off your profit and loss statements. It's very important for your profit and loss statement to help you to still qualify for the loan. on a modification that qualify you. Remember, it's income qualifying. Remember the reduction, 31% of your monthly income, okay? If you're only doing $10,000 a month, they take that, average that out, you're not going to make it. You're not going to make it. So with that modification, it's going to come with the bank statements. It's going to come with the check stubs. It's going to come with the letter of explanation of what happened, okay? If you say that you got sick and went into the hospital, you're going to have to be able to provide your discharge papers, documentation to prove what you say. You're not. Don't tell them that you went to the hospital and you didn't. If you did, be able to prove what happened. I lost the income, my husband died, my wife died. Then be able to provide the obituary of that and provide that information. Yes, I'm afraid so. Be able to provide what's in your letter of explanation that you put in, be able to back up what you say. You also must provide proof of what you're saying. It helps speed up the process even more. They want that anyway, but they'll wait until you send it in and then take the package and put it in limbo. They call it their limbo file, and then tell you what you need kindly. And then when you send it, it gets misplaced. Because believe it or not, just to be honest, just on their side, usually it's one person. And I had a very nice young lady about 4 years ago as a guest on Mortgage Talk from Bank of America. And she was saying that she was on her desk alone, she has over 300 foreclosed cases. And every day she gets anywhere from 23 to 40 a day on her desk. This is one person. Even though they have about 3 or 10 in the department, this is what one person is handling. So you can understand how things sometimes can get misplaced. That's why it's important for you to put yourself together, put it in, you know what we used to do in school, how we used to get that little clip thing and you clip it in into the little folder like deal, or you clip it into the little paper folder deal. And so when you do that, you send it together. Keep those documents together. When you do that, that stops things from being lost and misplaced. It also gives you the opportunity to make sure that everything is together when you FedEx that package out to them. Also, keep copies of any and everything that you do, okay, so you can always send out a second package if necessary, okay? So with that modification, that's what you need. It's going to give you a lot more. There's a lot more stuff that you need with the modification, not too much, but just a few more things that you need with the modification. You don't have to worry about no appraisal. They're going to have a drive-by assessment to be done. You don't have to pay for that. They will charge you a processing fee. Yes. They will charge you a processing fee. It can be anywhere from $300 to $500 that you must accompany certified funds with that as you send it to your lender or your servicer. So just be aware of that and make sure that you have that, okay? They also are going to ask you how much of the mortgage money that you have, okay? Because they may require you to put down, let's say that you about $7,500 in the arrears, but you only really have $4,000. And so they may require you to pay $2,500 down just to start the modification. So be aware of that, okay? So just be aware of that. All right. Now, I want to go to the Home Affordable Foreclosure Alternative, the program. The HAFA, I was right, the Home Affordable Alternative Program. Okay, this is a government program. Okay, this is another loan modification program. VA offers a program like this, and FHA has theirs the same. There is a loan modification program specified for the Federal Housing Administration that I'm going to talk about that in just a bit. Okay, the banks who do not participate in government programs may have their own unpublished loan modification program. They usually that's only conventional or non-conforming, so they may have their own. So take theirs, okay? Because you can't not get a government program modification if the loan is not a government loan, okay? How to apply for a loan modification. Ah, there we go. So if you are currently facing a financial hardship, that's what they call it, a hardship letter. That's basically what they call it, letter of explanation. That's the terminology that's used. But if you are facing a financial hardship and you want a loan modification, then know that time is of essence on these loan modifications. As I mentioned earlier, they're going to give you a time frame, okay? You have a greater ability to negotiate with your lender earlier on a foreclosure process than later. That means when you're in it, they talk to you. Don't ignore them. Talk to them, okay? Get things started. Okay, collect your financial information. That's your check stubs, okay? W-2s if needed, okay? Collect your mortgage information. Get copies of your mortgage statement that has your loan number on it, because a lot of times you ask somebody, what's your loan number? Oh, my loan number? I don't know. You should know your loan number. You really should know it by heart, okay? You should know your Social Security by heart, okay? Because they're going to need that too, all right? Okay, so if you are ready to begin a negotiation for a loan modification, get some free advice before contacting your lender, okay? Take a non-for-profit housing counselor. Talk to them. It's a HUD counselor. They can give you some great advice. They can go over some things with you. Some of them can even assist you with the modification, okay? And some of them may even charge you. It's not a big fee or nothing, but they can even assist you with the modification. This is a HUD-approved counselor. Excuse me. This is a HUD-approved counselor that can find out how likely you are to qualify for a loan modification based on your individual mortgage and financial situation. They're going to ask you for all of that, and then they'll be able to kind of like be your liaison with your servicer or your lender to see can they get you on this modification, and then tell you what you need to do, go over the steps with you, making sure that you have everything in stack in order that's needed. If you have a mortgage broker, your mortgage broker can do the same thing. Most of the time, your mortgage broker can indeed assist you with that. So if you had a mortgage broker when you got the loan the first time, go back and see your mortgage broker. I guarantee you they'd be happy to see you, and they're more than happy to work with you to help you get that done. Okay. Not-for-profit housing counselor from a HUD-approved agency can provide you with all of the available loan modification options. They can customize an action plan for you, meaning they can help you with that letter of explanation, that hardship letter. They can budget suggestions, because a lot of times, and a lot of us, we really don't have a budget. I don't care how good we think we are, we really don't have a budget, because we get the needs and the wants mixed up. We get the needs and the wants mixed up. And that's something very interesting that I want to tell you about, especially if you're in foreclosure. You need to get a list for yourself. You really do. Come on now, you got to wake yourself up. Get a list. Put needs on one column, wants on the other column. Put down all the needs that you need. That's need to survive. What do you need? The light bill, the gas bill. What are the needs? The food. What are the needs? Put the needs down there, okay? Then put the wants down in the other column. And then put the wants down that you spend the money on already. List that too. Your needs should supersede your wants. But if your wants supersede your needs, that's why you're in trouble. So that helps you to make adjustments, and you'll see where that money went, and that's going to help you to prepare a budget. That's what the FHA counselor is going to do. That's exactly what he's going to do. Now, he may not tell you put your needs and wants together, but he's going to ask you that, and then he's going to be making a jar notation of what you're saying. I'm telling you to do it early for yourself, not so you can cut it and then worry about how you look in front of him. It's not about how you look. It's not about an embarrassment state. It's about helping you maintain your world, helping you maintain your home, helping you just to see where you messed up at on the budgeting end. So now you'll be able to accept that budget and get things moving in the right direction for you. That's what that is about, okay? Got to move on. Want to talk, want to go into the hardest hit funds, the HHF program. The U.S. Treasury Administration, the hardest hit funds, which provides an aid to the state that were most impacted by the economic crisis. Each of these states have a local agency that helps homeowners in various ways, including mortgage payment assistance for the unemployed principal reduction. Yeah, I love that one. Okay. And transaction assistance. This helps people either afford the home that they're in or move to a more affordable housing. So it can, so that can help you in both formats, okay? Got to move on. The Home Affordable Unemployment Program, better known as the UP program. The Home Affordable Unemployment Program reduced and suspend mortgage payments for 12 months. Say that again. The Home Affordable Unemployment Program, better known as the UP program, it reduced by suspending the mortgage payment. So it can reduce your payment or it can suspend your monthly payment for up to 12 months or more for homeowners who are unemployed. If you qualify, your mortgage payment may be reduced to 31% of your income or fully suspended. I want you to know that your local state has the same program. Your local state has the same. They're copying off the federal government. Once again, here's the difference. Within your local state, those funds run out very, very fast. First come, first serve basis. Okay, but try your local state first, and just by calling, just by contacting the governor's office. That's right, because that's who funds the program. Just by contacting the governor's office, ask them for the Home Affordable Unemployment Program. And they say, "What do you mean? Oh, you mean the Kansas City Home Affordable Unemployment? Yeah. That's what I'm talking about." Okay, and then they'll lead you to the right department and follow the prompts and prompts, and they tell you how, because everything is so computerized. Now, they used to just send you out a package, but now everything is just so computerized, which is cool, because if you have a computer, you can go to, if you don't, you can go to the library, and you can download the documents. Isn't that wonderful? You can download the documents, get them notarized, get what you need, and then get them in there quickly as possible, okay? If that program is, if they run out of funds, they'll let you know. You know, so then you can just go to the federal government and apply for the program with the federal government, okay? And that's the Home Affordable Unemployment Program. Now, understand that even on the Home Affordable Unemployment Program, it also shares in with the hardest hit fund, the HHF program. So it shares in with that too, see? So you pick up a little bit from that program just as well. Okay, got to move on. The PRA, Ackermans. Principal Reduction Alternative. The Principal Reduction Alternative engages your mortgage lender to reduce the amount of your principal you owe. Currently, there are over 100 loan servicers participating in this program. So now you want to know how these law firms are doing it now? You probably hear them on your local land radio, and everybody praises them and gives them all the credit. I'm going to tell you something that's real truth. Mortgage companies, banks, do not deal with attorneys, period. If you have an attorney, then they're going to let your attorney talk to their attorney, and that's why things get dragged out and take so damn long, okay? They do not communicate with them. So what these attorneys have done since the downfall of mortgage brokers, and they jump into this interesting end, they hire some ex-mortgage brokers or some processors, certified processors, of course, and they're paralegal, and they are the ones that communicate with the lender. And they do this as a representative of the foreclosure department from Ralph and Ralph and Whitman Law Firm. Okay? So, but they are knowledgeable on the programs that I'm talking to you about. They will qualify you. They'll get your needs and your wants. They get all of the modification, qualification things that they need because they have a software, just like your mortgage broker do. They have a software. And they can go into the FHA qualification. VA handles it itself. I don't even know why you go to a lawyer if you want VA. VA has one of the lowest foreclosure ratio than any other independent government agency, period. That means VA works with their people 100%. So why do you have a lawyer if you're in VA? I don't know. Why are you hiring somebody to do a modification for you under VA? I don't know. In most cases, because people don't understand. Do you know that it has nothing to do with intelligence? People just get scared, confused, especially when you're in foreclosure. I guarantee you, you're going to have fear. You're going to be scared. You're going to be confused. And so you are afraid you're going to make the wrong things or do the wrong things or say the wrong things or make the wrong mistake or don't send in the right documents or misconceive the documents that you have by misreading the documents, didn't have a quick understanding of the documents. And so all these confusion states come into play. And so that's why they'll hire somebody else and pay them $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 to assist them, okay? Now, I'm telling you, this is what these law firms are doing. They are very much aware of the programs that I'm talking to you about. And so they qualify you and then go in and plug you into these programs to get you started. And they're able to be your liaison with the servicer to work out this program for you, get you on the government program, making sure that the servicer puts you on that program, or making sure that the investor is aware and that the investor agrees and assists to get you on the program. And then you appraise them. Oh, what a great offer they are. Because I was paying, okay, what was your monthly mortgage note? Well, my monthly mortgage note, which is an improper terminology because there's no such thing as a mortgage note. What is your monthly payment that you made? What is your monthly promissory payments that you're making? What is the monthly payment that you make on your property? However you want to terminology it, but anyway, let's just finish this up. And they say, well, I was paying $1,385. And what is your new mortgage payment? It's $835. Wow. Now, keep in mind, they're talking about principal and interest and not escrow. If they didn't specify escrow, then they only talk about the reduction of principal and interest, okay? So if you're paying $1,385 for principal and interest, but with escrow, you're paying about, let's say, $1,610. But they reduced your principal to $835. Okay, that's great. That is a big reduction. That's a good savings. But, of course, you have your escrow, which is a non-interest-bearing account that pays your taxes and your insurance, okay? You're not disciplined that well because if you were, you wouldn't be in foreclosure, okay? Well, I'm just giving it to you. A lot of people lose their property because they don't have escrow. They paid their mortgage on time but still lost the property. Keep in mind, taxes can supersede the mortgage. Oh, yes, you could be on time and don't pay your county taxes, and they can take your property from you, and you still be responsible for that promissory note by law for what you owe, even though the property has been given and sold to somebody else on a tax delinquent sale. You're still going to be responsible for that note because you lost the collateral. That mortgage deed, your collateral is gone, baby, because the county have a right under law, okay, not under ordinance. That's not law. Under law, they have a right to take your property for you failing to pay tax. So, now you know, the PRA, Principal Reduction Alternative, and encourage your mortgage lender or servicer to reduce the amount of principal you owe. Currently, there are over 100 loan servicers that are participating in this program. It's a lot more than that. Okay. Now, moving on. The FHA. Home Affordable Modification Program, better known as the HAMP program. The Home Affordable Modification Program, or better known as HAMP, has helped many homeowners lower their payments and save their homes from foreclosure. The Federal Housing Administration has the HAMP program target specially for loans that they insure. How can I get more information? By going online and typing in FHA Home Affordable Modification Program.gov and get that information. Or you can contact your local HUD office and they'll send you out a pamphlet on the information. Or, what they used to do that. Now everything is on computerized. So you can go online and you can download any information that is regarding the HAMP program, as I encourage you to get additional information, okay? You need to stand firmly in your square by understanding these programs. You know which one that can work for you. Got to move on, okay? So the Home Affordable Foreclosure Alternative Program, the HAFA, the Home Affordable Foreclosure Alternative Program, is for borrowers who, although eligible for a government home affordable modification program, which is the HAMP program, are not able to secure a permanent loan for whatever the reason, the modification, or cannot avoid foreclosure. So the HAFA program provides protection and money to eligible borrowers who decide to do a short sale, better known as a deed of lure. Say that again. We got to go to this program again. Because not every, okay, I got no job. I got no money coming in. There's no way. I mean, I can't qualify for none of these programs, man. I might be able to get that UP program and buy myself a one-year time. And that's good because you can. Because you're unemployed, but you got to be unemployed. I am unemployed. I ain't no job. I'm unemployed. Okay, you are unemployed. You got to be able to, hey, I'm unemployed. I was self-employed, unemployed, or I'm unemployed. So my unemployment check is not going to be able to cover this, okay? And so you'll be able to qualify for the UP program. You're not getting no unemployment check. You can't even prove that you're on unemployment because you're going to have to provide proof that you're on unemployment. Okay, you get fired. Or laid off. Oh, okay. Usually there's some kind of documentation that comes along with that, and they're going to want to see that. That's part of the UP program. They're just not going to just throw it out there to you. Okay, you got to prove whatever you say. Understand this. You are defending your world. You have to prove whatever you are saying. Your word is good, but your word, you're going to have to be able to back up what you're saying. Okay? You just can't say the sky is blue. Because they want you to prove that the sky is blue, okay? So with that said, under this program, when you know, okay, you can't even pull your ACE card. What is my ACE card, Rick? What's my ACE card? Because Facebook Live had cut me off, well, actually David, before because we were running late to do the show. So he said, Rick, this is it. And I was just talking because I don't know, I wasn't paying attention to him. And so we had to end it so I can get down here in time to do the show. But your ACE card is Chapter 13. Chapter 13 can help save your home. That's your ACE card. You're guaranteed to get your house saved on a Chapter 13. But the payments is going to be more because you're going to probably have some other crap that's going to be in the Chapter 13. It's going to make your payments more, okay? So you got to be able to afford the Chapter 13. Now, you got no job. You got no income, okay? So you can't afford anything. Everything is gone. You got nothing coming in. Okay, you got nothing. Right now, you don't even see the light. So what can I do? Well, the only options that you have will be to sign a deed of lure, and I'm going to go into that just a little bit. But under this program and getting into this program, better known as the Home Affordable Foreclosure Alternative Program, the HAFA, program is for borrowers who, although eligible for the government home affordable modification program, better known as the HAMP program, are not able to secure a permanent loan because they don't have no income to make the payments. The modification or cannot and not be able to get that, they cannot avoid foreclosure because they can't pull some money out of their left pocket to be able to come up with the rears to save the property. So, therefore, the HAFA program provides protection and money to eligible borrowers who decide to do a short sale, meaning that you're going to sell the property to somebody else, okay, and the bank will work out how much they're going to sell the property for. You have to get a realtor. She has to list the property on the MLS listing. She will provide proof to the lender or servicer or the investor, which she will provide proof that the house is listed on the MLS listing. She will provide proof that a contract is on the house. Maybe you're in foreclosure for $110,000, but the person wants to buy the property for $70,000. Okay, the property appraised at $100,000. Right. So the lender would approve that. Okay, because you know, they can't keep it in their portfolio because the longer that they keep it, they'll lose federal funds. They'll lose federal funds. So they got to get rid of this stuff. So they'll do a short sale, and that's what a short sale is. Now, if there is no short sale, you don't have that, and you got no way to keep the property, so then you would do a deed of lure. Okay, you would do a deed of lure. That means that you're going to sign off all of your rights. Let me just give you what a deed of lure is. Okay. If all else fails, that's the only time that you do this. Remember now, everything fails. When all else fails and you want to be able to save your credit, your home, you may qualify for a deed in lure of foreclosure. In its simplest form, a deed in lieu of foreclosure allow you to give the house back to the lender and avoid foreclosure procedure altogether, stopping you from owing all these fees. Okay. The benefit of a deed of lieu offers several advantages to you. Primarily, you are immediately released. Once you sign that document and get it notarized, you are immediately released from most or all of the personal indebtedness associated with the default loan. Besides avoiding the principal neuralgia of foreclosure procedures, your credit suffers less once you sign the deed of lure. Okay? The lender are willing to do deed in lieu of foreclosure because they can reduce the time and cost of processing the house in foreclosure with your local state. Different states have different time frames. In Illinois, it can take anywhere from 9 to 12 months. And in Alabama, it can take 3 months. In California, it can take 9 months. Do you see what I'm saying? So you help cut that time out. Additionally, banks lower their risk of borrowers seeking revenge on them because they're in foreclosure, material theft and vandalism. They can avoid that, and they will avoid hiring a sheriff to do the eviction. That's a cost. As well as being in more advantageous position if the borrower subsequently files for bankruptcy. That stops all that. Now the borrower has time to pay to get out of that. But you're doing a deed of lure, they got to go through all that mess. They got to go through the paperwork. They got to go through all that stuff. Recorded. You really save them a whole bunch of stuff, okay? Things to consider with a deed in lieu of foreclosure. Your home may need to be listed for sale or attempt a short sale before the lender will consider this option. Many lenders have cash incentive to help borrowers relocate. You hear what I said? Many lenders have cash incentive to help borrowers relocate. Most of the time, they will give a borrower $3,000. To relocate. Now again, time frame of how long you have the house. You've been in the house for what, 10 years, 15 years? You got a lot of stuff. And trust me, when you got to move all your stuff out, it ain't gonna be as quick, bang, 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 as you think. You know, some stuff you're going to throw away. Some stuff you're going to have to put in storage. You got to get people or hire people to help you. I mean, there's a cost factor there. So they know this, and so they'll, based on your time frame being in the home, they will provide you with money to help you with that process. Okay? Okay, let me move on. Cash incentive, sometimes called cash for key. So they give you cash, it is something called cash for key, can help pay the expense of relocation. When applying for a loan in the future, the lender may ask if you had a foreclosure or a deed in lieu of foreclosure in the last 7 years. This will have a negative impact on your future buying a home. 7 years have to pass. Okay, the HAFA Deed in Lieu Program, the Government Home Affordable for Foreclosure Alternative Program, is for homeowners who are eligible for Government Home Affordable Modification Program, better known as the HAMP program, but are not able to secure a permanent loan because they got no money to modify the loan, or cannot, which means that they won't be able to afford the foreclosure. So the FHA program provides protection and money to eligible homeowners who decide to do a deed in lieu. Okay? To get help with a deed in lieu foreclosure, well, when considering a deed in lieu of foreclosure, it helps to get some free advice before negotiating with your lender. Okay, take a non-for-profit counselor, a HUD counselor. You know, they could be like the, just a second advisor, okay? Because you're going to talk to your friends, and you're going to talk to your mom or your dad or somebody, someone close to you. So now you got an outside source that can kind of give you a different perspective. So it can help you to know that you are on the right track. Now, keep in mind, on this deed of lieu, okay, you're going to need a seven-year time frame before you can go back for a mortgage on the traditional estate, okay? But if you want a property and a person is in trouble and now you're making money and you can afford to do something and you want to help this person out, you can actually – get this person to sign a quick claim deed, quick claiming you onto the property. And now you are basically taking over the mortgage payment, you know, is a non-assumable payment. Only FHA and VA are assumable loans, believe it or not. But conventional loans are and non-conforming loans are non-assumable, okay? And then even on FHA assumable loan, you have to go through the process and get qualified before you can assume the loan, and that's through the Department of HUD, okay? So you can get information on that. Now, with this type of quick claim deed, you'll be able to make the mortgage payment, and it's called dry credit. So you're going to make it on time, because that's your agreement. You gave the people $2,000 to move out, and they quick claim the property over to you. So the lender does not recognize you in one way, but recognize you in another way. In other words, you're not responsible for the promissory note because you're not on the promissory note, and they can't really hold you to the promissory note. However, you have an interest in the property now, which is the collateral, so they can actually hold you of the interest of the collateral property. So that's why if you get any foreclosure paperwork, you're going to see your name is going to be on there. Okay, it's going to go to the person that signed the promissory note, and then any other parties that has interest in such said property, and then your name will pop up there too. Okay, just to let you know, but you can make the payments, and you can make these payments for 3 years, even though they're dry payments. You got interest in the property. You're going to be on title because the deed was recorded. Now you can actually, can you refinance the property? You can refinance the property. It has been 7 years yet. but you have a property already. Huh. The property that you lost, but you already have a property in hand. So a lender is going to refinance you. Now, your interest rate may be a little high, okay, because of what happened on the other property. I'm just telling you how you can get past 7 years of waiting, of how you can gain a house and don't have to do 7 years. Just a willing seller, and they're out there. They're either in foreclosure or going into foreclosure or that hardship time, and sometimes you can find out about them through the word of mouth. Sometimes you can get the law bulletin. It's called the law bulletin, and you can get the law bulletin, and this is going to have people that are going to be behind. You're making money now. So your agreement is, I'll give you $2,000, I'll reinstate the loan, you sign the quit claim over to me. Give me full ownership of this property. And in return, I'm going to help your credit increase. I'm going to help your credit score on all of this. I'm going to pay the mortgage. And you're going to do it for a good 3 years, because you're going to find some lenders that are going to want to see you in that property for at least 3 years. Now, you may find some for two, very few, but you're going to see them for three. And then you can refinance the property into your name. Wow, you didn't have to wait 7 years just to do that. Just some helpful tips for you just to help you get your property so you don't have to wait the 7 years, okay? Well, I hope this has helped you. We have talked about all of the programs that are available in foreclosure and for unemployment. Some of them are locally with the state, like the UP program and the HHS program, better known as the Hardest Hit Fund program. You can try your local state first, and if they're full, if I have any more money, then you can try the federal government program. You can't have them both. I'm just letting you know that, okay? And you won't get away with it. Trust me. Yeah, man, trust me. You won't get away with it. So you'll be able to get that program to help you out. I hope this helped you out a lot. And certainly I hope that you're able to save your property, able to keep your property, and keep your family in your property, or keep you into your home. There's nothing like losing your home. So it's a real bad taste and a really bad feeling. You don't ever want to do that. Trust me, you don't. It's called good budgeting. It's called being able to stand firmly in your square by understanding what happened, correcting the problem mentally, physically, and then be able to keep your property. These programs can help you. This is what these lawyers are doing. This is what these third parties out there are doing, that they charge you $3,000 and $4,000 and $5,000 to do. Some of them know about the program. Some of them are just unscrupulous people. They just do things to just charge you, okay? So you got to be careful with that. This is why having the knowledge of these programs is a start. Go out and do further research. They all are listed with the Department of HUD. You can go to HUD and get all information relating to these programs, and they also have individual information out there. Some lenders even advertise about these programs through them as a lender, okay? So you're going to have information out there that you can get. Go out, stake your claim, keep your property, keep your head up, too. Keep your head up. Keep your head up. Don't look down. Don't look down on you. Pick your head up. We all fall down. One thing I love about that song, we fall down, but then we get back up, and you can get back up again. Well, that's it for me on Mortgage Talk. I'm going to be in trouble because I didn't play the inspirational song, so I know I'm going to be in trouble on that by my producers. Got into more details here, and I will talk. Just to get you the information. Got to go. We got to do the show again on speaker.com. So I hope this helped you, and I appreciate you as always. Remember, we're on each and every Friday at 8:30. We'll be back next week. I'm going to be talking about a program just for firemen, teachers, and police officers. A lot of good discount is listed with that program. So we're going to be talking about that program for them to qualify and how they can get a house with 20 and 30% equity base in it just because they hold those positions. I'm going to talk about that next Friday at 8:30 right here on blogtalkradio.com/mortgagetalk1. What is it for me, guys? I appreciate you as always, and I thank you for listening to Mortgage Talk. Good night, everybody, and I'll see you next Friday, if it's God's will.
Thank you.